On the show today, we have CSI's very own Alex Kite and Caron's Josh Schrager and Paul Gerbino talking about how Ukraine has changed the game in sanctions and watchlist screening and credit unions compliance efforts. Really fascinating stuff here, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here. And we're talking sanctions today. And we're going to dive into this and what it means to credit unions. But before we get into that topic, we're going to do some introductions. So right next to me is Mr. Alex Kite from CSI. Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really good, Michael. I'm really happy to be here.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And then down diagonal from me is Josh Schrager from Caron. Josh, how are you, sir?
Life is perfect.
Good. Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
What could be better, right?
Wow, life is perfect. Good. All right, we're setting the bar high today. And then right below me is Mr. Paul Gerbino, also from Caron. Paul, how are you?
Doing just as well. Thank you.
Wow, we got two perfects.
Michael, I think Caron had a good three-day weekend, man.
It sounds like it. All right. Well, we're kicking off the week right with you guys for sure. So, hey, all right. Again, the topic here is the latest sanctions updates and how Ukraine has changed the game here in the sanctions and watchlist screening at credit unions for credit unions compliance efforts. So, Alex, I'm going to set the stage with you for this first question. And Josh and Paul, feel free to chime in as well. But can you tell us about sanctions and watch list screenings being an integral part of credit unions' compliance efforts, because you don't hear about it too often. So lay the foundation here, Alex.
No, you're right. So we don't hear about it too often, but I think that especially recently, you hear about sanctions quite a bit, but nobody seems to know what it is.
It's right, just, right, exactly.
Everything's a sanction, right?
Yeah.
So basically, sanction screening, it's like the foundation of any modern sanctions compliance program. It plays a key role in maintaining those requirements, those regulations that are handed down by the government.
Gotcha.
Credit unions in particular are required to support these sanctions compliance efforts against targeted foreign countries. There's like organizations sponsored by terrorism groups and like international narcotics traffickers, among many other things.
Okay. Those are just okay. A few that fascinating. At. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Fascinating. So yeah. Josh, Paul, you guys have anything to add to that as well from your perspective?
Look, what I'll say is sanctions screening, as I think about sanctions screening, it's not your grandma or grandpa sanctions screening, right? Is that a thing? Thing now, right? the dynamics have changed and are changing rapidly. So, you know, before we would all look at who's on the sanctions list and let's make sure we're not transacting with the person on the sanctions list. That's not easy work, but that's straightforward. What we see now is it's well beyond what's on the sanctions list, mm-hmm. what's on a list, right? So looking at how ownership ties back to the U.S., these convoluted ownership structures, and it's, you know, again, it's just kind of not as straightforward as it used to be. So, and we see that is changing, not just from how a bank or how a credit union is thinking about it, but what the regulators are doing, what the Treasury Department's doing.
Interesting.
So yeah. I think that's, you know, certainly, you know, top of mind for me.
Okay, Paul, anything to add, anything to tag on that one?
No, I think everybody said it. I mean, the reality is that it's not what it used to be. I've been in this industry since 2012, 2013, and the rate of sanctions that are coming out are much faster than ever before and much more complicated than ever mm-hmm. before. So it's not like it used to be.
Yeah, we're going to throw a little more complication into this, if that's a word for you, Josh. So how has the situation in Ukraine changed things in this area?
I mean, look, we're all trying to keep up, and I think that's the fundamental bit. So, look, I spent many years in the tried and true halls of the U.S. Treasury Department, and I can say fundamentally that what we're seeing now with the sanctions actions, broad sanctions actions in the wake of the situation in Ukraine, it's simply unprecedented.
Yeah.
And it's changed the world. And we know how it's changed the world, the news we watch or we read every day. But it's really changed the world for what we see for sanctions compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed of which new sanctions actions are rolling out, not just from the U.S. Treasury Department, but and coordinations with the jurisdiction throughout the world, I never remember seeing it like that. The breadth of these sanctions, who they're targeting, the central bank, oligarchs, individuals, entities, again, it's unprecedented, which is kind of the word of the day.
Yeah.
And the last point I'll make is, look, it goes back to what we've seen in 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea and they started to roll out SSIs, sectoral sanctions identifications, when started saying sanctions are no longer going to be purely based on a name, an individual, or an entity on the list, but are actually going to target people involved in whole sectors of an economy. And we continue to see that, right? And the challenges that that poses, frankly, for banks and credit unions here in the United States. So certainly we think it's a world away, that risk is a world away, but certainly what we see, that the scope of the sanctions and the breadth of these networks, we see that it's something that's relevant for every sector really throughout the US.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. And Alex, how does CSI's Watchdog Elite help credit unions in this area? Because obviously it's getting much more press or attention, if you will. So yeah. So how do you guys help out in this area?
Well, so let's jump back to what Josh and Paul both mentioned. The first question you asked is it's not our old sanction screening, right? So what we find is that sanction screening, it's a critical part of continuity plans and organizational efforts to combat these illicit activities. Often we find that sanctions relating tasks, just the manual screening tasks every day are spread across multiple platforms, right? There might be multiple areas. Mm-hmm. Often what we see is maybe a new program has been put into place, but these programs aren't talking to each other. They don't connect. So it causes a lot of repeated efforts. Yeah. Watchdog Elite helps to streamline sanctions compliance efforts. It brings them all into one really dynamic, really slick software. Mm-hmm. It's got a really good interface, mm-hmm. and it eliminates redundancies in sanctions screening efforts for credit unions and really reduces overhead.
Okay. And then Josh and Paul, I mean, where does Caron fit in all of this?
Yeah, I'm happy to take that. Sure. What we've done is actually partnered with CSI. Mm-hmm. Caron, we're experts in data and research and used our expertise to create these data sets that target regulatory issues like sanction ownership, and created that in a file that we've been able to seamlessly integrate into CSI's platform. Mm-hmm. So when clients are using the Watchdog Elite sanction screening platform, the Caron data is a component of that.
Oh, okay.
And they can very easily understand if they are exposed to their clients, their vendors, their partners to any sanctions risk through these complex structures. And take it a step further, we've also integrated what we call our lens view. So when a client does have a hit within Watchdog, all they need to do is click on a link and visualize, they'll be able to visualize that those ownership structures right from that connection right there.
Oh my God. Dare I say there's a little international intrigue here? I mean, it's just, definitely. This is super fascinating stuff that the financial services industry, credit unions in this case, are in as well, right, Alex? I mean, I guess you. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what do you guys look to achieve with Watchdog Elite? I mean, especially helping credit unions in their watchlist screening efforts? Because again, this is becoming more and more prevalent.
Yeah. So really what we're looking for is we're looking to be a true partner when it comes to sanction screening.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help bring those inefficiencies and bring them together and eliminate them entirely. It helps with the day-to-day operations. It helps in reducing overhead. Screening can be done real time or retroactively. There's records that are easy to access in one centralized location. And now with our buddies from Caron, taking that deep dive into the complex ownership structures and lens view, it's a difference maker. I mean, I've seen it many times. Paul does a great job of demoing it for us. And it's a really, really great tool to have.
Can you guys share, I mean, I don't know if you can, but share an example or an anecdote of how this would work kind of from a credit union's perspective or a member's perspective, or is that a possibility or just kind of an example, just kind of paint a picture here? Alex?
Yeah, so what we've seen in examples that we've done with Paul is, say we have a sanctioned name and it comes up, hey, this is, you got to pay attention to this. By clicking on that simple link that's integrated directly into Watchdog Elite, it opens up this very, very cool visual, and it shows the chain of command, the ownership structure that this name is associated with, whether they've got, full ownership somewhere else or there's some splintered ownerships elsewhere. Mm-hmm. It does a really good job of just laying out that structure.
Okay, cool. And Paul, I mean, do you have anything to add to that one on how it looks and how it's kind of in a real world type of situation?
No, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Right. Well, look to onboard banks, credit unions will look to onboard new customers,
right,
within their market. And what they'll be able to quickly understand is that company that may be based in Miami or North Carolina, right? Somebody gets safe because they're located in the United States. Well, do they actually pose risk to the organization, right? And what we've been able to do through our research teams is understand that, you know, that Miami-based company is actually owned by a company in Cyprus, which goes to, you know, maybe Italy, then Russia.
Oh my gosh.
And it's owned through all that hierarchy and all that complex ownership schemes that they're actually owned and controlled by a sanctioned actor, which makes them easy for you to work with.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, and that's where, you know, the complexity of this problem is that it's not just for companies doing business internationally. Mm-hmm. It can be in the United States as well, and you can have exposure there.
It's such a spider web or a maze of finding the trail. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. You guys are like kind of like private detectives. It's kind of cool. Very cool, actually. So
yeah.
So I mean, just, and where can we find out more information? Alex, CSI, where do we find out more information on this? And then Caron as well.
Yeah, so for CSI, you can go to csiweb.com.
Okay.
There's plenty of information around sanction screening there. We have a lot of resources to really help understand what goes into it. We have a contact form on our website. That's the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay.
And we'll have one of our business development directors reach out and get that sanctions process started.
Okay. And guys, I'm where Caron, I'm assuming Caron.com, KHARON.com.
Correct. Same thing. If you're already clients of CSI, use CSI Watchdog, feel free to reach out to your relationship managers. They'll know how to directly contact us.
Right on.
If not, you want more information, then, you know, feel free to go to Caron.com. I'll be providing information that you need and provide more information on how we work with CSI as well.
And Paul, I'm going to stick with you. Kind of my traditional last question is, anything else to add, wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom? But Paul, any final thoughts here? Because I mean, I apologize for my ignorance in this area, guys. I mean, this is really new to me. So, but it's really fascinating and kind of exciting as well, a little bit. Mm-hmm. That my international intrigue comment was kind of piqued my interest for sure. But yeah, Paul, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, the final thought I would have on my side is, you know, a decade ago when sanctions were coming up, everybody would say, we're not a big bank, we're not an international firm, we don't have exposure.
Yeah.
Right? That obviously changed quite a bit. And what we're seeing is that there's a lot more of this traffic hitting just the US, right? Through these ownership structures. I would suggest just reach out and ask. We can definitely go through the type of data that we have and how it works within CSI for you to understand what your risk actually is.
Right.
So it's no longer assumed that, you know, if you're not, you know, a Bank of America or a Barclays, it doesn't relate to you. It absolutely is a global issue, even if you're not a global firm. So definitely ask, and I'm happy to explore and see if we could provide any value.
Good deal. Good deal. Josh, any final thoughts here?
Look, my last thought would be, this is hard work. For all of us, right? And I don't care if you're a credit union, if you're the biggest bank in the world or anywhere in between, or data experts like us, it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, kind of the thought I'll leave it with is, we have rolled up our sleeves and Caron is partner with CSI to look to try to build those efficiencies, to get deep in the data, to make your lives easier at the end of the day. So, you know, the last anecdote I'll say is, you know, if you look at if a Russian bank is designated today and you say, oh, this Russian bank is sanctioned today, and we can look at the OFAC list and look at that. But what they're not telling you is that they have 400 majority owned subsidiaries throughout the world, right? That you are not allowed to do business with. It is illegal to do business with those subsidiaries, even though they are not listed by name. And a lot of the work that we do and how we, you know, work with our good friends over at CSI is, you know, rolling up our sleeves through subject matter experts, through technology, to provide you all of those, the insight into all of those entities. And again, you know, the objective is to, it's hard work, try to make it a little bit easier.
Lots of
blood and sweat and tears for all of us in the compliance world to come. But, you know, look, it's, we believe, obviously we all believe in the importance of what we do, and it's fun doing it together.
So when the president of the United States say, hey, you know, we're putting sanctions on, we're adding some more sanctions to this, that, and the other thing, you guys are really, okay, you guys are on alert here. So this is when you guys really get to work, right? That hard work starts.
That's it.
Okay.
That is it. That's it.
Gotcha. Okay,
look cool. Beyond that list. I think that's the key one. Look beyond the list, right? Mm-hmm. Used to be sanctions sanctioned screening equals looking at the OFAC list. Mm-hmm. OFAC list is our starting point, but well beyond that.
Oh my gosh, what a web this is. Goodness gracious. Alex, anything?
my final thoughts, my parting shot is this. I don't think it's going away. It's going to get easier. I think we're in for more. I think more sanctions are coming, and if you're not protected, get
right. And is it always, I apologize for going on and on here, but I'm super curious, because is it because we're more of an online society now, more of a mobile society, that this stuff has taken on a life unto itself? Is that kind of why, part of the reason why it's not your grandfather's or your grandmother's sanctions anymore? Is that part of it?
I think it's that, and I think it's all of the above. Like as new technologies are developed to prevent things, criminals are slick, man. They'll find a way to break the rules, right?
Completely. Yeah. They got a lot of time on their hands. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. Gosh, this is really cool stuff.
Get the band back together and do it again in the future.
Let's do it. Put it on the date. Put it on the calendar for sure. All right, guys. I'll let you get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So I don't want to keep you, but thank you so much for your time today. This is awesome, interesting, very cool stuff here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. You're welcome, guys.